This recording was made on the 22nd of November 1959 by Peter Lady Fergid in the Phonetics Department, University College, Ibadan. It's a recording of Mr. Lloyd Ndaba talking Zulu, illustrating Zulu sounds, made on the Lieber's Rich before that machine was properly set up.
Can we begin, sir? What was your name again?
My name is Lloyd Ndaba.
Lloyd Ndaba?
Yeah, Lloyd Ndaba.
Fine. Now, let's get back to the word for one tree, which was the word for one tree.
One tree is isihlahla. Isihlahla.
And the plural of that?
Izihlahla.
Mm-hmm. What was the word meaning a forest?
Ihlathi.
Mm-hmm. And the one for pasture ground?
Idlelo. Idlelo.
Mm-hmm. And the one meaning to pass somebody or other?
Lula. Lula.
Mm-hmm. And to trouble or bother somebody?
Shlupa. Shlupa.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Now we come back to this one about the polecat. What was the sentence again?
Ikaka lazi kiga kiga otakini lazi la kauga ukokok.
Could you say once more, a little more about that?
Ikaka lazi kiga kiga okakini lazi la kauga ukokok.
And if you, what's it mean?
It means that the polecat strangled itself while trying to while trying to loosen itself from a rope that tied it around it.
Yes.
Its neck. You know.
And could you tell us each word separately, and which the meaning of each word?
Ikaka means polecat.
Yes.
And kriga kriga means struggling, you know, to loosen himself.
Yes.
Okatweni means the thing that, you know, tied, the little rope that tied itself, you know, to the...
Yes.
But kauga means it strangled itself. Kokoko means the throat, you know.
Yes. Well, that's really interesting indeed. Just to be more quick here, what other sort of words have you got? You've got other ticks, haven't you, other than the one written for the letter Q? You've got written for the letter C, haven't you?
Yes, we've got clicks, which is written like a letter, from C, like ka, you know.
Those words or?
No, this is just ordinary. If you take vowels, you put them to.
Mm. Yes, what sort of words are they in?
Well, one word which is suitable is ucechwayo.
Okay.
Ucechwayo.
Oh, this was.
Oh, the king of the Zulus who ruled in 1856 to
1860.
Whom we call Sethiwe.
Yes. What about the one written with an X?
Those again will find words like ikoko.
That sounds like a Q to me. Is it different from a Q?
Ko. What is Q? Is ko, and the other one is ko.
Sorry, again?
Ikoko. Meaning a frog, actually. Ikoko.
Yes. Can you do a Q as opposed to an X? I'd like to hear the difference between the game you said just now.
For instance, this word ikaka means a polecat, and ikoko meaning a frog.
Yes.
Kaka and ikoko.
I don't know if I can do that second
part. Itka. The tongue should go slightly on the side, I think, of the mouth. Itka.
Yes. But it's not that.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Yes. Any other words with that? With
an X, for instance, when I say called ka, you know, yeah. That doesn't mean tell a story, you know, or relate
a story. That is both an X and a Q.
No, this no? They're just both X's.
They sound so alike to me. Can you say it again?
Called ka.
It means?
Just to tell a story, say tell a story, called ka.
Yes. I think that's fine, isn't it? I don't think there's anything else we want to get. Thank you.